T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A U.S.-China summit as tensions increase.
There's little substance in face-to-face discussions.
A deadly shooting at the University of Virginia.
UVA President Jim Ryan described him as one of ours.
And Ukraine's president joined celebrations in Kherson.
Ukrainian troops are being mobbed in jubilation.
Good morning, I'm Cammy McCormick.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Bali, Indonesia, with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden sat here for the first time since taking office with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, a face-to-face meeting with high stakes at a low point in relations.
We share a responsibility, in my view, to show that China and the United States can manage our differences.
Differences, including America's view that China's been too aggressive toward Taiwan, too controlling of shipping and fishing in the South China Sea, and too unwilling to be more critical of Russia in its war on Ukraine. As the meeting began heading into Monday evening here in Indonesia, Xi made a point of noting how U.S.-China relations have soured.
This is not the fundamental interest of our two countries and peoples, and it is not what the international community expects us.
The president was expected to bring up North Korea, which has been firing long-range missiles and is believed to be preparing its 7th nuclear test. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Beijing has influence there, and we want to see him use that influence to try to steer things into a better course.
Xi was expected to raise the recent ban on exports to China of U.S.-made microchips. Mr. Biden is expected to hold a news conference after the meeting here in Bali. Cammy?
3 people have been killed and 2 others wounded in a shooting late yesterday at the University of Virginia. Police were still searching for the suspect. Dan Schutte of our Charlottesville, Virginia affiliate, WCAV, is at the campus.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are looking for a suspect they've identified as Chris Darnell Jones Jr. Campus police warned students of a shooting through their emergency network last night. That happened at around 10:45 p.m. They received reports of shots fired at an on-campus parking garage. Minutes later, authorities ordered a shelter in place at the grounds of the university and the surrounding community and said a massive search with multiple agencies was underway after identifying the suspect as Jones. In an email to the campus community, the school's president said, quote, I am holding the victims, their families, and all members of the University of Virginia community in my heart today, and we will make plans to come together as a community to grieve as soon as the suspect is apprehended. The president said in an email that those who are injured are receiving medical treatment. Classes are canceled today.
There was a deadly weekend bombing in Istanbul, Turkey. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Phone footage captured the moment of the blast on a crowded shopping street in downtown Istanbul. Terrified pedestrians ran for their lives. First responders found 6 people beyond help, more than 80 injured. Police say a woman sat on a bench for 45 minutes before walking away moments before the blast. A suspect has now been arrested. Kurdish separatists the first to be blamed, but ISIS has also staged attacks inside Turkey. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Kherson today, where Russian troops retreated last week. He sang the Ukrainian national anthem as the country's flag was hoisted. Here's CBS's Chris Livsay.
President Zelensky, is this the beginning of the end of the war?
We're ready for peace, but our peace for our country is all our country, all our territory. That's why we are fighting against Russian aggression.
For the people of Kherson, victory and freedom have never tasted so sweet. Once, they could be killed for singing the Ukrainian national anthem. Now, they can shout it.
Russians promise that they're here forever. They are lying. They are not here anymore.
The Russian retreat from the region was considered one of its most humiliating defeats since the war began. Democrats will continue to control the Senate after a win in Nevada for Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and a tight race with her Republican challenger. Here's Linda Kenyon.
Thank you, Nevada.
Cortez Masto speaking to supporters. Her victory means Democrats will retain the majority in the U.S. Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN it's clear the Democrats were able to connect with the voters.
People over politics, lower cost, bigger paychecks, safer community. Served us well.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan on where his party may have gone wrong.
People who tried to relitigate the 2020 election and focused on conspiracy theories and talked about things the voters didn't care about, they were almost universally rejected.
There was a tragic accident at a Dallas air show over the weekend. Two World War II planes collided, as Chris Fox reports.
The NTSB's Michael Graham calls the investigation the beginning of a long process and a complicated one, as there were no black boxes or flight recorders on the vintage planes. At 1:15 Saturday afternoon, a B-17 Flying Fortress with a crew of five and a single-piloted P-63 King Cobra collided and crashed at the wings over Dallas Air Show.
A post-impact fire ensued. Five crew members of the B-17 and the pilot of the P-63 were fatally injured.
A preliminary report will take up to 6 weeks. Chris Fox for CBS News. Austin.
Victims of the Sandy Hook shooting can now visit the memorial in Newtown, Connecticut. WFSB-TV reporter Dylan Fearon has more.
The memorial to the 26 victims is peaceful and tranquil, secluded and serene. Just what Jenny Hubbard and other Sandy Hook parents and families were hoping for.
When you have a tragedy like Sandy Hook or any other tragedy that rocks any community, it's nice to have a place that marks that moment.
It'll be 10 years next month that Jenny's daughter, Catherine Hubbard, just six, was killed in the Sandy Hook shooting.
A stone path leads to a sycamore tree in the middle of a reflection pool. 26 wreaths float in the water, representing the 20 first graders and six educators who were killed. Their names are engraved on the surrounding wall. Country star Dolly Parton has been rewarded for her good deeds with a $100 million prize from Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder.
Did you say $100 million?
I've always said I try to put my money where my heart is.
Parton says she'll do good things with the money. We're flocking back to the movies, and it was a blockbuster weekend for the nation's movie theaters. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
It was an amazing opening weekend for Wakanda Forever.
This war, do not call him general or king. They call him Kukulkan.
The highly anticipated Disney and Marvel Studios film not only topped the box office, raking in $180 million, but also smashed the record for the biggest opener in the month of November. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
And after 4 years, the 2018 blockbuster book Where the Crawdads Sing is finally a movie. It's now streaming on Netflix. Reviewers say the film, produced by Reese Witherspoon, is mostly faithful to the book. 12 million copies were sold. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.